bottom line with fasting is that Jesus wants you to fast. He wants me to fast. He wants us to fast together. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 16, there's three words that he says that really changes everything about how we view fasting. He says, when you fast. In other words, it's a command, it's an expectation, but there's a lot of freedom. How often are you going to fast? Why are you going to fast? And then you choose the duration of the fast as well. So when you fast, that's the basis of entering into fasting now in this start of the new year. And let's do it together. For the next 21 days, think about how you want to fast and why you want to fast. Yes, to seek God's presence. And then what are the other situations in your life that really need some prayerful attention? And when you bring prayer and fasting together, God moves. So we're going to do this together. We're going to fast this month. It's an incredible opportunity. And also, when Jesus says, when you fast, you can have confidence that fasting's good. I know for me personally, it's like, oh no, we're fasting? Not excited. I like food. But then on the flip side, I want it. And deep down, I think I need it. And it's so good. And God does great things in our lives when we fast. So let's fast together. Invite some friends to fast. Share this video. Next 21 days, we're going to walk through it together. We're going to seek the Lord. We're going to seek His presence as we push aside. For you, it could be TV, social media. It could be your phone. What are you going to fast from? Or food? How many meals a day? How long regarding food are you going to fast for? So make those decisions. Make it real clear. And let's do this together.